Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. But today, it is not two teas. We couldn't really come up with a good acronym, so we thought TWOGS. Instead of twats,
T and G
in a pod. I am here with Gertie from Miami. I am so happy to have you here. Cheers
to life, to health-ish.
Health-ish and doing the best that we can. Yeah. We're going to start the podcast mainly just talking about your journey. And then we'll get into all of the shit talking. And that feels like a better flow.
Sounds
than shit talking that, you know, then
we can,
like,
shit talk, we can talk shit, whichever way you want to be. Yeah. I'm here. I'm
okay.
Ready.
All right. So just to give y'all a little backstory, Gertie, you moved to Paris with your family at the age of one, and then your parents decided to move to Miami. You quickly fell in love with everything about Miami, and you've been there ever since.
Ever since. Absolutely. So I am Miami till I die.
And you met your husband when you were 17 years old.
16, 17-ish. I can't even remember. It's so long ago. It's 28 years ago.
Oh, shit. My God. Like, you were in the same classroom?
No, never in the same class, actually. Okay, so. Really interesting. We met, actually, while we were playing volleyball, and I thought he was cute.
Like, on the beach? Or like?
No, in high school. So he was a basketball player. I was always a volleyball player. Our coach had the bright idea of recruiting basketball players to play volleyball because they were tall, okay? So here comes Russell dragging his feet to the gym, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy's so freaking cute.
So, and you knew right away?
I knew right away, but I had a boyfriend, so I'm like, he's cute.
Of course,
but
you
stay
did.
Stay away. And then literally a few years after is when I broke up with my boyfriend, the whole thing, and we got together, and yada, yada, yada.
And the reason I bring him up is because a lot of when you were showing your journey.
Yeah.
With, first and foremost, you are cancer free at this point in time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I'm so, like, watching your story made me so emotional, but also made me think about your support system with your husband and things that kind of I paralleled to myself. Like, when you found out you had cancer, did you have life insurance?
Of course.
See, I didn't.
Girl.
And I can't get it.
Before you get a Birkin, get yourself life insurance, baby.
I know. Oh, damn it. I should have told my husband.
You see? That is so important. And so right now, I literally tell people, do you have insurance? Just basic insurance. Make sure you have cancer in it. Because 1 in 3 people, unfortunately, are going to get cancer. and 1 in 8 will have breast cancer. It's intense, this whole thing.
And until it directly affects you, you really don't know.
Yeah.
You, of course, it's something that your heart always goes out to somebody else that's struggling with it. But unless it directly affects your family, you don't know those things. So that is my first, big tip. But also, when you and your husband started having these conversations and times were getting scary for you, did you talk about what would happen if you were to pass?
Never. Never talked about it. I don't know why. Because I knew I was going to make it. And the thing about it is that people are like, oh, she only has stage 1. It's no big deal. Okay. And it was stage 1B, by the way. And I had two types of cancers. It was one that was invasive and then a DCIS, which is non-invasive.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that I don't even want to talk about the future and possibilities, but cancer doesn't do what you want it to do.
Yeah.
It can come back. It cannot. And when it comes back, it could be more aggressive. The 1B stage was fine. It's just that what your reaction is to chemo and everything in between, everything is a life game changer, because I had 2 blood clots on my veins from the first chemo round. Blood clots. And you're talking about I could have died easily, in a second. I was rushed into the emergency room the first day of my chemo because I stopped breathing. I was like literally like sitting here, and Russell was like, let me get a nurse, because you don't know. Cancer is not a perfect science or a perfect mathematical equation. It could do whatever it wants, and it has a lot of variables.
And something that I just noticed, the second that you started talking about what stage your cancer was, I heard your tone change in your voice. And I think it's because in the world of social media, or when you're on a platform like this, I've even, gotten it, and I didn't. And now I'm going to do it. I'm like, and I didn't even have breast cancer. I just had melanoma. Yeah, right. You start to justify.
But don't say just.
I know, but
I know.
It's because people come at you.
People want you to say, no, you're okay. Stop making a big deal. Don't make it about you. You're weaponizing it. My thing right now is about people saying I weaponized it. Okay, you want me to say that I weaponized it? Guess what? I saved more than 400 fucking lives.
Yeah, by I'm people, sure it's a lot more than
by
that.
By people not, right. These are the people who wrote to me and said, Gertie, I never wanted to even go get checked. But because I saw your story, I went. I did have it, and now I'm on treatment because of you. You saved my life.
Yeah.
So call it whatever you want, weaponizing it, whatever it is. No, that's not what happened. But if it makes you sleep at night, okay, I weaponized cancer.
So if we're gonna lean into the weaponization of it, why did you tell Larsa first?
Larsa was not the first person in the group to know. She was the fourth person, and I say this at the luncheon. So what happened was I came to the luncheon with Larsa to talk about our issues as friends. I'm going to give you a little exclusive, which is that her and I, via text message, already had talked about why I called her fake. However, when we filmed, she began to rehatch that question again. Yeah. And that's how the whole season began. Listen, my health is my story. It's my life. It's not a storyline. It got mixed into a storyline by default, I guess. And that's how it all came out. It's emotional. Cancer is emotional. You know that probably. You don't know what you're going to do at what time, because it's a roller coaster and it's an emotional wavelength. And so we're talking about our issues, and all of a sudden she's like, don't start crying. You better not start crying. And that was like, wait.
Don't tell me what to do.
Thank you.
And 2, you don't know what I'm going through right now.
Thank you. So you don't put me in a box. And one thing with me, my trigger is when people try to put me in a box. When I came to this country, it was like, she's too tall. What is she wearing? Oh, what language is that? We don't understand you. What is your name? I don't understand how to say that. It was always trying to like make it easier for me to understand who you are. No, I'm not anymore.
Right.
This is who I am. Get on fucking board or not. And that's it.
And I think what I noticed watching this is, in that moment that you told Larsa, instead of her being able to have that feeling of this is what Gertie's going through, she immediately went to, oh my gosh, we filmed a scene where we have been fighting, and now she's bringing this up so I will look bad. And that is where the disconnect came, because you guys haven't actually been able to say that, because it's breaking fourth wall.
Yeah.
But yes. Regardless of how it played out, that was what was happening. And I don't think that Larsa misses the capacity of knowing how to respond if somebody has cancer. But in that moment, she thought, I'm being produced.
Sure. 100%. It was an intense scene. And we were back at it, back and forth for 30 minutes, talking about our friendship. And then it became a whole thing about like, stop, just like give me a safe space, because right now this is a lot going at me and it wasn't going the way it was supposed to. Luncheon was supposed to be us coming together and figuring out a way to move forward. But the minute she says, you're not going to start crying, are you? And you and I cannot control what's going on in my head.
It's like when someone tells me to relax.
Yeah. Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. Like right? That's the worst
so
thing.
So it was like, okay, this is going into a whole different zone, and it just kind of snowballed. And then at the end of the conversation, it's like, I'm going through cancer. I have cancer. Yeah. And then it was like, well, don't put this on me. It's like, girl, it's not about you.
And how do you know? And all the...
It went bad, and I really felt bad for her. And that's why you see me stopping and looking at her like, okay, compose yourself, Larsa. Like, you have something else that you may want to say.
Like,
to
I'm not coming
better.
Up with a storyline.
I'm literally
right,
just saying nothing to say... taken aback, but it went really south. The good news is that, you know, at the reunion, let's fast forward, you see the opportunity for it to maybe get better in the future. So we'll have to see what happens.
What I noticed at the reunion is what you just said, pretty much all of the other women just said, was conversations that are happening off camera with Larsa. And for me as a viewer now, that is very hard for me,
right?
Because I don't understand how things happened if they're happening off camera. Is that something that she's done from the beginning since you met her? Like, there's
done in terms of what,
like reaching out and having conversations so that then things will play out the way that she wants it to do when you guys are on camera?
You know, I don't have right now the capacity to think about little minute details and so forth. One thing I will say for the cast is that I think a lot of people said, you know, oh, the girls are, you know, they're not good friends, Gertie, they weren't there for you. No, that's not true at all. Marisol and Alexia called me 4 times a week or texted me 4 times a week. Kiki, all the girls came through, to be honest. The only two that I felt were not good friends during the worst time of my life was Lisa and Larsa. And I know they're best friends, but I wanted more for Lisa to kind of give me that listening ear to say, let me hear you out, versus being the spokesperson for Larsa and be like, she didn't mean it. She felt really bad. For me to have to kind of retrain my
thought. You
didn't
want her to be the mascot?
Oh, poor Larsa. Oof. Oof. Yeah, I think it's trending now. Everyone's like, stop it, mascot. I've been tagged on so many. And I'm like, no, we don't want this to go high green way. Like, I'm not trying to market that at all. So, you know, at the time, I just felt like it was just a lot of like, tap dancing for Larsa, and I'm like, stand down, soldier. Just stop. Just be there for me once. You know?
Having interviewed a lot of women on a lot of different franchises, there's definitely the ones that are so wrapped up in their self and their image that they're unable to even listen or process what the other person's saying because they're.
I may be guilty of that too. Maybe I think we all must in some capacity be that.
I mean,
way.
There's a reason all of us were on the show at one point or another,
right?
But do you think that your show, there is a big divide, or everybody's on an equal playing field on that way?
There used to be a big divide in a sense of OGs versus newbies, for sure.
Yeah.
That has crumbled, thank God, and now everyone's on the same playing field for sure. I'm just one of these people that I just wanted to be honest and truthful.
Yeah.
Just no bullshit. Please, let's not go to Delulu land. I don't want to go to Delulu. I can't. Okay? So that's why at the reunion, I just kept pushing the envelope. Like, Nicole, speak up about what happened on that boat during Alexa's wedding and that whole thing. Because people like to insinuate, well, I should and I could say, just say, if you don't do this, I'm going to do that. That's it. Let's not play games and do word jargon. You know, this show is about truth. This is being about organic, and this is a show about calling each other out for the BS. And when people don't do that because they're scared of .. that's where the issues are. So I'm looking for an organic, you know, friendship with everyone, and the truth will set you free. And that's what I was trying to say. Like, please, let's stop the lies.
Yeah.
And you know, let's be real.
Well, I get calls all the time from girls that live in Beverly Hills, and they're like, oh, they're asking me to go on the season, or, you know, whether it's true or not true, my advice is always the same.
Right?
If you have a skeleton in your closet that you're not wanting for it to come out on camera, do not do the show.
The show.
But if you're willing to own everything that's happened in your life, good or bad, then go.
Exactly. 100%.
But
I'm surprised. I mean, people are always like, oh my God, I didn't think that was going to come out. Well, shit.
Of course it is.
Absolutely. And that's what it is. I mean, I'm very honest. Whatever I have, you know, hidden has already come to the light, which is nothing. And Russell, I mean, the purest human being in the world. So it's like we've been together for 28 years and we're just telling a simple story of two people who love each other, who have two boys, and just going through life as it is.
Well, I also related to when you were I can't even remember if it was this year or last year, but it was when Russell was telling you that you weren't as present as, you know, maybe he would want you to be, whether it's with the boys or with him. And I was like, I catch myself doing the same thing. And so does my husband. Whenever one of us wants to connect, the other one's like,
yep, yep.
And so it's like getting on the same page. Like, no, we're all going to connect at the same time together.
To be honest, Russell really was the lifesaver for me because he helped me scale back all the work that I was doing. And in a sick way, it really kind of prepped me to be ready for the cancer diagnosis. Yeah. Imagine if I had 15 freaking weddings booked while I was, I couldn't have even imagined.
And you would have tried to do it.
Because I'm a freaking Capricorn. Yeah, I'm crazy. An A-type personality. So Russell honestly is, he knows me so well. We are telepathically communicating with each other right now. Literally, I'll be like, oh shit, we need to buy the tickets for Universal Studio. And then I'll text him, hey, we need to, done. I already did it this morning. Grocery list. Wait, we need the, oh, I already got the coconuts. And I'm like, we don't communicate, but we communicate at all times. That's how, like this. We are soulmates.
You're partners. It's and sick. Like, true partners and friends, and you can see that. And that's something that you watch a bunch of couples, but that's something that can't be faked.
No, you cannot be fake. And he will never be on board for any production, trust me.
I mean, and whether it's asking it's like, what flavor Gatorade you wanted during your recovery, like
oh, he already knows that. He knows all my little crazy you know, anal retentive shit. I'm a crazy person.
Me too.
I'm a perfectionist, and it's like every day I'm like, stop. You can don't move the bottle, and I'm like, it's a struggle, and then I end up like moving it because I have to do it.
I know it's type A OCD. And then before we move on from cancer, what advice do you give to essentially any woman out there who thinks this would never happen to me?
I mean, it's a general, I think, advice, which is to start being selfish. And honestly, I think that's what may have gotten me sick, the stress, the load, the just all that shit. And then I think that we women, we always try to humble ourselves down to like, someone says we're pretty. No, I'm not. Oh, I'm so ugly today. No, say thank you. Yeah. You know, like just start waking up in the morning before you go and make eggs for the kids. Say, you know, do your mantra, take care of yourself. Because if we're not okay, we nothing else around us can be.
Yeah.
And that's really one thing that I'm learning and struggling to do, but I try to take care of me first every single day now. So it's my new shtick.
And you find out what it is that you like and what makes you happy, and then create a habit of doing it. I mean, that's the only way that we
saying no is another one.
Oh, I always say that. I'll say it's not about the power of yes. It's the power of no.
The power of no. And people will respect you for it. Oh, Gertie, we'd be so amazing if you could. Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah. It's not going to work for me. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
The big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Well, I guess before the drama, I want to understand a little bit more about your relationship with Dr. Nicole. Were you guys hangout friends before the show? How did y'all meet? What's the sitch?
It is the funniest thing ever. I have pictures of Dr. Nicole at events that I was at, in the background or in the forefront, whatever it was. And before her and I even had lunch, it was like I saw this picture and then there was this girl right behind. I was getting, it was a celebration of like this magazine release and I was in the magazine. So it was a feature, you know, party. And she was in this photo and I'm like, oh my God, who's that girl? And then all of a sudden we have lunch. This is before filming. We have lunch through mutual friends. And then I'm talking and we talk about events. I'm like, you're that girl. And that was freaking crazy. Again, everything in life happens for a reason. Then she tells me about Alexia, who I knew Alexia post pre-filming. And so connect the dots. Right. And then the show happened. And then we're like, oh my God. And it was kind of like ride or die from day one. Never wavered for anything. And we're very smart girls, Nicole and I.
Yeah.
No. Very smart girls. And so that whole I see you, you see me type of thing and the way we see the world and business and everything in between, it's an unstoppable fucking train and good shit is happening soon and just wait for it.
Well, I could feel that you had an authentic friendship when it was happening at that final party where Lisa was kind of running after you to talk. Yeah, and Nicole was like, no, listen, she needs a break. This is her personality type. And me and Tamara talk about this all the time because Tamara is similar to you.
Yes, she is.
Where she'll, and then she gets over it. Where I'm like, no, we fix this right now.
Yep.
I can't let things like linger. I can't. Exactly. I cannot do it. I need it immediately. So it's definitely, but that's interesting to see. Mm-hmm. And I don't think in that moment Lisa was trying. I think that's
she just had the wrong perspective. Like,
yes,
you know what I mean. It's like I'm not the offender, so why are you following me around? You know, so it was really kind of interesting, but yeah, Nicole stepped in the way she knows how. Like, hey, and you know, honestly, I feel like the viewers still haven't seen our connection on screen yet.
Yeah, because we haven't really seen you guys having fun together. Why?
You noticed that, right? So, I mean, obviously the future is bright and hopefully next season, you know, we'll be able to share more of that friendship. Just like me and Kiki, for example. Yeah. We're very close.
Oh, I love Kiki. We just had her on.
I love her. But like, you see how like on screen, you don't see it. So they see a lot of us, you know, at restaurants and whatever. And we hang around off camera all the time. So people know we're close, but like hopefully it shows on screen soon.
Do you think they're going to make Kiki a housewife?
I hope they do.
Do you think Adriana's gone?
Why?
I don't know. I just have this vibe.
No, I don't. I mean, Adriana is a necessity, I think. She is so quirky and she says it like it is. And I mean, did you watch the reunion and her poems? I mean, like what? I just die. I love it.
It was rough for me because I wouldn't mind all the props if I felt legitimate friendships between her and everybody else, but I don't feel it.
Really?
No.
I love Adriana. I still.
Then I need to see Adriana. Because right now what we're seeing is Adriana.
Julia.
You're seeing her with Julia, right. Which it doesn't, you know, you see them making jam or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But like they're, or we see her performing and you guys going there, and it seems like you guys are going there begrudgingly.
No.
Like, there doesn't...
Adriana's a character, man. She is so fun to be around. She's very resentful sometimes when things, you know, happen and so forth. And I always try to give her, like, an ear, because she really is in the feelings about a lot of things. She's very hurt, I think, with the relationship that they all had between Marisol, Alexia, and herself. And so that breakage and her being out, you know, outcasted, I think she still holds that dear, and that's why you see her continue to come for Alexia. She just wants attention. She's like the kid who stumps the,
but does,
you know,
she actually care about the friendship being done, or does she want to be on the show more?
They've been friends for over 13 years, if I can remember. They've been friends forever before the show. So I think that is just a lot of reaction to the hurt and pain. And some people react in such a manner, like Adriana. So, you know.
But I think also we have to be, friends can be used loosely. Like, who actually hangs out?
They were at her wedding. They were bridesmaids at her wedding.
But was that on camera?
It was on camera.
That's the difference. Kyle was in Camille's wedding, for Pete's sakes.
Okay. Touche, touche. However, you do see Marisol also say, listen, we've been friends forever. Da, 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 da. So they all sing the same song. Whether it's for camera or not, that's on them. But to me, I do believe there is a love there. There's a hurt there. And that's the reason why you see all of this mess there.
And then I recently had Marisol and Alexia on the pod, but I'm pretty sure Marisol said, or Marisol alluded, and then Alexia spoke for Marisol, that Dr. Nicole is the most inauthentic of the group. There's a reason.
I've shared so much on camera, and one third of it made it. So, you know, so it's not up to us at the end of the day, to be honest. Nicole, I know so much about her. Her mother's on camera. Her father's on camera. Her kid, her husband. She's pregnant. What else is there to share?
Her job, like everything.
Yeah, I mean, and again, her job can't be, because it's definitely a HIPAA
thing.
But we
see the FaceTime.
But you see the FaceTime. She's in her scrubs and so forth. And she talks truth to power in a sense. I think she's like the person who's like, hey, guys, let's try to do this and try to be a positive force in the group. At the reunion, I think she really helped to sway, you know, the group into a positive vibe in a sense. So I don't know. But
she seems to me like she's the... she's like not the mediator of the group, but she's a voice of reason.
Voice of reason. A lot of times she is. But, you know... There's something there between her and Alexia, and I think that hopefully, I have hope for them, that they're going to come together and finally see each other, because they're very similar in many ways. And so, I don't know, like, even when we travel on the airport, they both come in like a full white outfit, like they have the same luggage. I'm like, shit, you guys like, should be best friends by now, you know, but...
But do you think that's the case of like two alphas that just can't...
Could be, for sure. I mean, you know, this whole Barbie, who's the Barbie of them all?
I can't.
A mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the Barbie of them all? I don't know, girl. I don't know anymore, shit. No idea, but we could have two Barbies. How about that?
There's lots of Barbies.
There you go.
There is lots of Barbies. And then we got to get a little bit more. We got to get back into Larsa.
Okay, let's
do it. Well, first we got to get into Marcus.
Okay, let's do it.
Marcus saying that he would do anything to be on that couch right now.
Duh, duh, duh. That was a lie.
I mean, could
you? That was a lie. If I was slap Russell, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
have all the seats.
Why are you even here? Like, why are you even here?
No, but I was honestly, like, I was expecting all the husbands to come out and sit behind you guys, because why are they there?
Russell would never, I don't think. I don't know. I don't think Russell would ever.
If he was brought into the drama and some, like on some franchises, they will have
Marriage
a
Medicine
husband.
And a lot of other franchises. Yeah.
Jersey oftentimes.
Atlanta. Yeah. Atlanta. Listen, Russell didn't sign the contract to be on this show. Russell is a casualty to this whole thing, in a sense. He's like, oh, shit. You know, he's being dragged by the collar, you know. But he's here for me. And he is my, you know, he's my soul. And he's part of my story. So naturally, he's on because of me. And obviously, last season, more than ever, because of the cancer, he's my caretaker. But you know what? Honestly, never would he ever be... on stage talking back with women, talking about women like that. That one incident with Larsa at the last episode, it was an inevitable, because we're trying to get away from the situation. And he's, you know, when she kept going on, he's like, just be respectful, like chill, like enough. And try to pull me out of there. So that was his bit. He didn't like it. He didn't like to be involved in that sense. But, you know.
But he wasn't necessarily coming for. He was just trying to.
No, he wasn't trying to be like, let me be in the business.
He was trying to diffuse the situation.
Not.
I think
exactly.
There's a difference between diffusing and adding, like, whatever, smoke to the fire, or whatever.
I mean, listen,
is.
We have 9 housewives at this point, so we have enough. We don't need another couch member. We're good.
But why were him and Jody there? Are you guys allowed to bring whoever you want to your reunions?
I think we aren't. I mean, I'm on my glam and nothing but my glam, so help me God.
And I would like to give you little kudos today. You're one of the first housewives to arrive on time and without an entire team with you.
I am a grown-ass woman, okay? And I mean, listen, I'm a producer in my own head by producing events, so I already know, get this, done, do that, be there, bop, done. No big to-dos here.
So I appreciated that because I was...
High five to me.
Yeah, good job.
Good job.
I was so like, hold stupid. On, where's her entire team? I was like waiting for 42 people to walk in behind you. I was like, oh, here it goes again.
Oh my God, no. But listen, I mean, I think that, first of all, I'm more of a personality than most people think or seen me yet. So like there's a lot of this onion, a lot of layers, and it was just got started.
Well, you're naturally very high energy, which... Yeah. I have to force myself to be high energy. It feels like
I don't even need coffee. I wake up in the morning like, hello, sunshine. Let it go. Where are we? What are we doing today? My kids are like, shit. Like they're like freaked out. My oldest son, he's like, looks at me and he gives me this stare like, and I'm like, too much? Okay.
Well, because keeping it real, sometimes watching it, I'm like, oh gosh. I thought you were putting on a show a little bit.
No, I swear to God, this is how I am. And then even the way I speak, right? So people are like, why do you use these big words and so forth? Girl, when I was in France, we're talking about 1987, the way I learned English was in a cassette and it was like the English English. Oh. Literally. How do you do? Comment allez-vous? How do you do? This is me. How do you do? I'm very well, thank you. So I literally came to America in Miami in 1987, literally wearing freaking like braids, a church dress because my father was a pastor, looking crazy, like a giraffe. I was this tall, age 9. Hey, what's up? What's up? What is up? Oh, how are you? I'm very well, thank you. A fucking loser. So you have to understand that my mind is like, I was traumatized at 9, and now it's hard for me to pull back all these like words and so forth. So it's not like, oh, I'm trying to be like fancy or bougie. I swear to God,
it's how you learn.
My fucking parents fucked up and they gave me the English version of English versus the American version of English. So I'm like, hi. Such a loser. Sometimes. You know what? It is me. It is me, and I am okay.
You know what? Well, now I really—you've made me laugh multiple times, and it's pretty hard to do. So,
and then the facial
expressions—that's
another thing. Literally,
oh, are they
I'm
catching
a walking emoji.
No, you're like,
and I don't give a. That's how I am. I'm like this. Wait, they had to tell me, Gertie, stop doing verbal confirmation. So, like, when you're speaking, I'm like, oh, really? And apparently, like, you're fucking up our scenes, girl. So shut the fuck up and let them speak, and then you answer. And I'm like, oh, sorry, because I like when people acknowledge me when I sentence by sentence. Let me know you're listening, girl.
Right.
And they were like, no, bitch, just shut up.
Well, this is what Tamara does to me. Okay, so start talking for a second, just anything.
So anyway, yesterday I was like, oh my God, wait. I have a best friend that does that. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
I'm like, why are you moving your mouth for me? Like, do you think I'm going to say what you're going to say? Like, she'll be like,
I have a best friend that literally is with me. It's going like this. And I'm like, is this a new game show that we're doing? Like, articulate by no sound? Like,
I mean, when we are together, it's so much worse than when we're in the Zoom. Because she'll be like.
But a lot of people do that. I will fucking slap you. I have a lawsuit up my ass. Like, this is that's like annoying.
I've now come to the point where I'm like, don't look at her mouth because
just
then
look away. I feel like you're everybody's best friend. Like you and Tamara are best friends.
Yeah.
You and Kyle are best friends, right?
Here's the thing. I don't like many people, but the people I do like, they're my people.
I love it. And me too. I think I like a lot of people, but I'm not for everyone. So you know what? Big mistake if you don't give me a chance, you know, because a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, she's too much. What does that mean? She's too much. What does that mean? That you're not enough or what is happening?
Yeah,
you
know, like, I think it just, for me, I have to feel like a genuine connection.
Yes.
I can force a connection if I'm being paid.
Hey, hear, hear. Paid partnership brought to you by iHeartRadio. I love it. Nice and truthful. I like that.
But yeah. I do, when there is an actual person that I really connect with, I ride or die for them.
I'm like that too.
Like, you are my
to a fault.
To a fault. To the point where they'll be like, you're doing so-and-so's dirty work. You're doing
this. To a fault.
Yeah.
I binged Beverly Hills recently, actually. And I thought that you were a very important piece of the puzzle in many revelations. Big, big moments. Really, honestly. So, kudos to you. Whether people like it or not, very important in revealing a lot of bullshit or truths or whatever it was in those particular seasons.
Yeah. I mean, there were good times and there were not so good times.
That's why you're sitting right here, because you know bullshit and you're observant and you call it out.
Yeah.
And not everybody likes to be called out.
Not everybody likes to be called out. Well, speaking of being called out, do you know the name of Lars's tequila?
Oh, God. Oof. No.
Because that's my point.
But it was good when I had it. I had a shot at the end. So what is your question?
My question is, we saw it on camera like 82 times. And I was like, but where's the name?
Uh-oh. Product placement, but no name?
That's what I was thinking. Like, this was a mistake. Like, how did we not? I know
that. That is true, actually.
I know that the emblem kind of looks like a vagina, but I don't know the name.
I don't know. But it's not vagina. No,
it's
not vagina tequila.
What's it called? Oh, Aluju. Oh.
Alujo.
Oh.
The J is silent, Teddy. Alujo.
Oh, my Colombian husband's going to kill me.
Girl, and you live right next to Cabo. You're right there. Goodbye, no, girl. I've been to Cabo way too many times to be Alujo. Alujo. No, it's Alujo.
No. My husband still, when you hear our voicemail, when we used to have home phones, and we first got married, he'd be like, hi, you've reached the voicemail, the Ariaves.
Ariave.
He's like, Teddy, Coño. Please, can you say like Ariave?
Give me some swag, mamita, por favor.
Hi, you've reached the Ariaves.
Gosh, Charlie. Gosh, darn it. Bobby, put down the milk.
Come on, Papa.
I can't.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What were your thoughts on the Super Bowl breakup?
I was busy doing a partnership during that time that I had to post simultaneously as a breakup was happening. Yeah. I felt like the breakup was as short as a Super Bowl, you know, halftime show.
Yeah,
they were back together by the night time you knew it. So, yeah. You know, it was a misunderstanding and not a breakup. That's what I call it. They were back together right away.
Have you and your husband throughout these past 28 years ever broken up?
No, we don't believe in the D word. We don't throw it out. Like, bitch, you said for thickness, you know, sickness and in health. You said for good or bad, let's ride. Yeah. We ride a dog, you know? Yeah. So I don't believe in that at all. We argue, of course, all the time, but like there is no threats of any action happening except for action happening. Yeah. Hey.
Are you having sex? How many times are you having
sex?
Well,
girl, let me give you some tea. I just had a hysterectomy 2 weeks ago, so I'm down for the next 6 more weeks. It was 8 weeks in total, so getting creative with it,
so
you know?
So you're going to be giving lots of blows?
Maybe the hand. I would do a little of everything, but she knows how to keep a man, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Keep a Man, thank you.
Mrs. Keep a Man.
I just came up with that right now. I'm so fucking stupid. More champagne, please! And I'm not even tipsy at all,
I
promise.
This is the story of my life. Saying things that will ultimately get me in some kind of trouble.
It's fine. You like trouble.
God, we already talked about Adriana. Mm-hmm. We talked about Kiki.
Yes.
We want her to be full-time.
Yes.
Oh, also, could you maybe tell me, because I said I was going to figure it out in 24 hours, but I didn't.
What?
Who Kiki's dating? My guess.
Oh!
No, you're not going to have to share this, but can you at least confirm or deny?
Go ahead.
He a plastic surgeon?
I can't confirm or deny. Next question.
But Teddy is a mind reader.
Teddy's a mind reader?
I knew it!
Did you just say Teddy's a mind reader? So what does that mean? No, you knew what? What are you talking about?
That he is a plastic surgeon.
I didn't know. He's not. I don't know anything, okay?
You're not a good liar. Your eyebrows go up and down.
Do they? But they always go up and down. Because I didn't get no Botox or fillers. Hello. Can you do it, Teddy? Let's do it. I just got it done for the first time. No.
And not the first time ever. Like the first time in a year. I was like, it's time.
No. I can't confirm or deny, but I think that she's happy currently. And you know what? She likes it. I fucking love it.
I know. Well, I want to see more of her. I want to see her kids. I want to see her relationship with her mom. I want to see all of it.
She's got an 18-year-old son. She's got an 18-year-old son. Okay?
Look at that body. Lisa didn't know the names of them. Of their kids.
She studied right before the reunion. She knew that question was coming.
I can't. Do you think we're going to keep hearing about Lenny?
I think it was a consensus that we made it very clear that we were onwards, right? So I don't think so, and I hope we don't. It should be about her. We want to know about Lisa, you know, her come up from Lenny's, you know, the ashes. It's a phoenix. I tell her all the time, you're a phoenix, girl. Rise above it all. Don't feed into the BS.
And what would you say your vibe was from Lenny when you first met him? Like, did you get the ick?
Yes, of course.
You knew right away the ick.
100%, everybody did. And you know, you're respectful and you sit there and you're like, okay, you know, that's her man. You can't badmouth someone who's going to be around you, you know, by default, you know, through Lisa. So when she was, you know, realizing that all this stuff was happening and then she was in a position to say, okay, now this everything that was happening to me was true. I wasn't listening. Da da da. Now you're on her back and saying, yeah, and we knew this and we didn't want to tell you this. So it's just a lot of stuff happening, but I think she's in a better place, and Jody's a really good guy, honestly, and I think that the future looks really bright for Lisa.
Oh, well, that's good.
For sure. I mean, Jody's amazing.
So other than Nicole, who would you say you're closest to?
Kiki. Alexia and I at the reunion, did you see how the two of us all of a sudden, I'm like, yes, bitch!
Yeah.
Like, she, you know, again, I'm trying to, like, get people to get out of the hypnotism.
Right.
You know, so I thought that was really kind of powerful for her to step out of that. And, you know, the OG click versus the newbie and really stood in her truth. So that was really cool. So I'm really excited about my relationship with Alexia for sure in the future.
And what are your thoughts on Julia coming in hot this season to stir it? Like every
And the way she does it.
Like, she acts like she doesn't know she does it, but I think she's pretty smart.
Oh, no, she knows what she's doing, but it's the way she does it with the accent. I call her Betty Boop. It's always like, Marisol, you know, you always, and you can't be mad at her. It's kind of like, damn, you just out of my business. But like, so the way she says it, you're like, oh, fuck. You're like, you can't be mad at her.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, she's got a nice little... a little power to her, you know, a superpower.
And she let it bounce right off of her whenever anybody says anything.
Teflon.
Like, whether Lars is like, you like penis, you did it. Like, she's like,
yeah, whatever. Yeah, exactly. You have any caviar? Do you have any? Can you pass the grape poupon? I die. She's clever.
Yeah, she's pretty funny.
And our dynamic is incredible, right? Like, Miami.
Oh, Miami's girl. My favorite. It used to be Potomac. And in exciting news, because Tamara's out of town, Gertie is going to be recapping Potomac and Housewife headlines with me and tomorrow's pod. But Potomac was my favorite. Yeah. And then Miami has taken... I mean...
Have we really?
The lifestyle, all of the different looks, how different everybody is, but then how you guys can actually have fun. I really appreciate
it. And move forward.
And move forward.
Move forward is the key, I think, you know, right?
What is your thought on watching back? Do you wish you wouldn't have said anything about the, now I'm going to blank, is it a VBL or a BBL or something I clearly don't have?
Well, I don't have it either. I just had a tummy tuck in my boob job, that's it.
Listen, I've had a neck lift, my boob's done, I just had Botox recently.
I'm very open about it. I mean, what is the problem? I was just making a comparison. Like, don't say you too when it's like my face is still my face. Like, let's not do a before and after picture. Let's not do that.
What is your thought on people not sharing when, if they're in the public eye, not sharing if they've had plastic surgery? Because I know people that are very against it that are on these shows, and I've always had to.
It is what it is. No, you didn't have anything, only your lips done. Okay. Like, if it's a whole different, if your phone can even recognize you, is what I'm saying. That's the key, right? Here's the key. The key to say to the public, if you had anything done or not, if your phone can even recognize you, that would be the key, right?
Yeah.
And I'm talking just generally speaking, not to anybody particular. So it's like, I had nothing done to my face. I literally used half of a syringe of filler, and it's for my smile line because I'm a happy girl. I smile too much.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to each his own what you want to share, but I think you have to also, you can't be annoyed if somebody is going to bring it up.
That's
like,
right.
And if you're in a conversation where you want to share, or you can say, listen, I think she could have shut it all down if she were to just say, listen, guys, of course I've had work done. I'm not talking about
it. Exactly. But by the way, this is all based on this Page Six live podcast in New York.
Oh, yeah, explain this to me.
It was a fireside chat thing. We're like, okay, we're going to ask you some quick question. The question is, okay, it was a bunch of questions. One of them was, who's the fakest? S-E-S-T. So yeah, I'm fake in my boob and whatever. Adriana, I mean, whatever. Everybody is fake, but then they said the fakest. And so in comparison, I just said, Larsa, next question. And that was, it was a stupid game. So all of a sudden it became like, you called me fake and you, and it's like, why are we standing in this stupid, you know, little back and forth when like there's bigger issues to, you know, deal with, especially health, you know, like, so that was my whole perspective. It was like, why are we making this a bigger deal and making it a whole storyline about that, you know? So I just don't get it, but you know, I regret nothing.
How much do you give your kids an allowance?
Oh, they don't get allowances. My kids. What do you want? Okay. Amazon. Okay. It's coming tomorrow on Amazon Prime. That's it. Like, but my kids are young. They're what? Four. Oh, no, my kids are... Well, I have a 16-year-old and an 11-year-old. Is that wrong? I don't give them an allowance.
My kids, they...
I think at Christmas, we give them so much gifts that, like, they don't need it for the next 6 months. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because we at the reunion, we heard that
and
she
I have boys
$2,500 a month.
But it's a girl. So, you know, her hair. I mean, have you seen how beautiful and thick Sophia's hair is? Sophia, and also she's a model, and so she needs upkeeping in many ways. And girls, they get the nails done. I have boys, and they're still young, so my kids.
I mean, all Cruz wants is like me to give him Roblox and or Robux or whatever it is.
Right.
Robux and like sports.
Right. My kids are very simple. But you know, if I had a girl, I think that she would definitely want to be like mommy and do all that stuff. So I can see it.
Yeah,
I can see it.
And is there anything about watching this season back that you'd change?
That I'll change. I don't know if I'll change it. It's just that I was misunderstood a lot of times when, you know, when you have cancer or something like that, like when I wanted to go to a luncheon with the girls or whatever, do you think I want to lead my entrance to be like, I have to go and get surgery tomorrow, guys. Wah, wah. Like, who wants to be a Debbie Downer? So my whole goal was to be like, let me normalize my life. Let me put this aside. Let me have fun with my girls. And then when the girls started talking bullshit and just kind of like nitpicky over the small stuff, it was like, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1. Guys,
yeah,
I've got to get a surgery right like tomorrow, and you guys are talking about this. So it was all like, about like
almost like quit wasting my time with this petty
and
shit.
And not about when, my time, but just like appreciate what you have, appreciate your health. All this doesn't matter because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's where that came from. And for some, and it's always Twitter people, not Instagram people, whatever. It's always the people that are like, you know, the cyber bullies in the back, like, you weaponizing cancer. Okay. Like, of course not. I'm just trying to normalize my life until I can't anymore, until you push my buttons, until it's kind of like, I could have stayed home and dealt with my bullshit with cancer than dealing with this bullshit about you said this and take it back and all that minute stuff. You know what I mean? So that's where I always came from, and that's where you see this outburst when I'm pushed into a corner emotionally to like be like, focus, there's bigger fish to fry. Yeah. That was the goal the whole time, and that's where people are taking it out of context. Some people, not most people, obviously understood, because 1 in 3 again have cancer or will have cancer. So my support system, the fans, I just don't even have words for it. I get hundreds, thousands a day, a week, a month. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I try to answer, you know, the best I can, you know.
But you've changed a lot of people's lives, and you also just being authentic with the highs and lows of what you're going mm-hmm. through when something is out of your control. I'm not even just saying cancer.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
Anything, whether it's illness or relationship-wise, when things are out of your control, we sometimes act in a way that isn't our norm.
And in this room alone, we have a few people, producers and the two of us, you don't know what people are going through.
Yeah.
So when you want to judge someone, take a beat and say, maybe something's off. Maybe let me let her say it. Give her a safe space. Safe spaces.
Or what about even ask questions and then listen to the answer?
That would be nice. But that's not how this world is, a judgmental world, and they want to fix it, answer, band-aid right away. What's wrong with you? Why are you with that face? Oh, you think you're better than us? It's like, whoa, I just went through this, and that's why this is happening. And it's funny how people are saying I weaponized cancer when people for 2-3 years have been, you know, on the same journey, whatever that is, and, you know, we accept it, whether it's divorce, whether it's, you know, anything. So, like, everyone has their journey, and let them live it out loud and let them heal from it the way they need to. That's it.
Yeah, so would they rather you not speak about it at all? And then
it was literally one season. It's over. Do you think I want to talk about my cancer? No. I'm onwards. Up is all I am. All about next vibration.
We appreciate you so much for coming on. And guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow because we'll be recapping Real Housewives of Potomac and doing all of our housewife headlines. Thank you, Gertie.
Love you. Thank you.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.